Oh my word. Hello. Oh, classic Lacey. And take my mouthpiece out so I don't sound like a goon. So this is my second podcast. I am doing this kind of on the fly. I'm literally laying in my bed, recording this. Did I introduce myself? My name's Lacey. I'm the host of 15, a podcast about my life, I guess, for anyone who wants to hear it or listen to it later. So here goes today's thing. So tonight I went out to dinner with my parents and two of their friends, and I kind of wanted to share something that I was, like, talking about with them, because her friend, my stepmom's friend, brought up a really interesting point. So, if you listen to the previous podcast, I had said that I am diagnosed with terminal blood cancer, and I don't really have a timeline for that. If you're curious about that, I don't. So I don't really know how much time I have left, I guess. And that is actually giving me some freedom to do some really interesting things and to think about concepts that I never thought that I would think about, like mortality, or, you know, that I did think I would think about mortality, but not until I was, like, in my 60s. And here I am, a 30-year-old woman, thinking about how to die well. Anyway, we went to this wonderful restaurant called The Post. I live just north of Denver, Colorado, and I'm about halfway between Denver and Boulder, and this restaurant called The Post serves this really great gluten-free fried chicken and, like, every southern dish you could hope for, except for southern green beans, which is a discussion for an entirely different episode on cooking. But anyway, I went with my parents tonight to go have dinner with their friends, who are also my friends, but I feel like they should just be their friends because, I don't know, they're closer in age or something. Am I ageist? I don't know. Anyway, a little backstory before I get into talking about mortality. So, ever since my terminal diagnosis, I have been kind of taking on these projects or like creative endeavors that people have offered me or suggested that I do, or kind of have just, like, come from inside of me somewhere. And I've kind of just rolled with them, you know. For example, I started to draw, like, line drawings of mountains, like, very simple drawings of mountains. And people are like, oh, I want those as tattoos, these very, so I would draw them. I would literally outline what are those things called? This is called chemo brain. Like, you know those things you get at the casino that are worth money? They're circular. I honestly can't think of the name. Token? Chip. Money chip? Chips. I think is what they're called. $1 chip. And I would outline it, and then I would draw a mountain scene in it. And people really like them. So I started to do that, and then someone contacted me. This man who lives in LA, and said he wanted to make a video with me. I had been connected with him about a year prior, and we were going to film some videos. And it just never worked out. So he contacted me and was like, yo, like, let's actually do a video. And he flew out here from Los Angeles to Denver. And we made a video, which is not available on the internet while I'm recording this or when I post it, but eventually it will be, and I will talk about it. So we made this cool thing where I talk about, I don't know, being a terminal person and being a creative person. And then I also, participated in a Moth Story Slam. The Moth is a podcast that you can find on NPR about storytelling, and cities around the United States host storytelling events once a month where people sign a waiver, who want to tell a story, sign a waiver, put it in a hat or a bag, and then they just draw 10 random people to tell these stories one by one, so you don't know. Like, the first person who goes draws the second person who goes, so you're constantly nervous. So I wrote a little story about drug use and being terminal, and the fact that I had one of the scariest experiences of my life simply smoking marijuana. And I got a really good response from that video. I posted it on my Facebook and my YouTube, and I've had a lot of views, and a lot of people say some really interesting things, because in the story I do, at the beginning, say that I am a terminal cancer patient, and I bring the audience pretty far down. I mean, that's not like a, ooh, you're kind of like, whoops, but I did, you know, manage to bring them back up, and I got some really good feedback on this story. I used to do a lot of improv about 10 years ago, and so being able to be back on stage was kind of liberating, honestly. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. So yeah, I've been doing all these really creative things, and this woman tonight was telling me about them. I also wrote a blog post for a company called Grit Health, which is they created an app that connects cancer patients to each other, and they can chat with each other. That's pretty simple explanation, but that gets the point across. And I also shared that. And tonight I got this compliment from my parents' friends that I've confronted mortality in a way that we don't really see. I think it's because I confront it pretty head on. I do have a degree, or pretty much a degree, in mental health counseling, a graduate degree. I stopped trying to get that once I found out I was terminal, because who wants to do homework till the day that they die? Not me. So this woman said that I confront mortality pretty much head on, which I do. I think people don't like to think about it, right? It's a very uncomfortable thing to think about, right? Like, that we're all gonna die. And I don't know. I think maybe I'm tooting my own horn with this episode. But I think I've like discovered something, you know, this sort of skill that I have, I guess, of talking about really hard subjects, but also incorporating a lot of humor into that. And now that I'm 9 minutes and 34 seconds in, I have no idea why I started this, which is kind of funny. I wanted to talk about mortality. I just don't think people talk about it enough. I think that we like to ignore it, right? Like, ooh, we're not going to die. You know, our egos are big, and they like keep us safe, you know, like, oh, we don't want to think about hard stuff. We want to think about good stuff. And so they, you know, our egos are like, yeah, you're going to die, but you don't have to think about that right now. Let's think about things that happen while you're alive, like, you know, swimming. That's a bad example. Swimming in the ocean, maybe. Anyway, I guess the point that I wanted to make is that we should start talking and acknowledging that our mortality exists, especially those of us who have, you know, serious and terminal illnesses. And I want to encourage people who feel uncomfortable with it, and if you know someone who is terminal, or you feel as though if you ever experienced that you wouldn't know what to do, the thing that you need to remember is, despite us facing our mortality kind of head on, something that's coming faster towards us than maybe it is towards you, is that we're still the same person we've always been. You know, like, before you knew that I was going to be really sick, you just treated me how I was, and now that I'm sick, I'm still the same person. And it was always planned out for me to die when I'm going to die. So there shouldn't be this, you know, weird, you don't have to be like, hey, how you doing? Like, let's just ignore your terminal, or, you know, like, you can talk about it. You should talk about it. It's an important thing for us as people who are ill, and it's an important thing for you to acknowledge it, because we don't want to ignore the thing that is like the biggest thing in our life at that current moment, that we are screaming towards our death. But also, I mean, because ignoring it is making it even, you know, like a disease or a no-no, or it makes this weird elephant in the room. You should just talk about it. It's okay. People die, and that's okay. Anyway, I have no idea if this made sense. I should have made an outline, but I just started recording. It's 12:22 a.m. I'm never up this late. But it just, like, came to my mind that I needed to talk. And this is where I'm putting it, I guess. I don't know. This is a weird thing that I'm doing, this weird creative outlet thing. See, this goes along with all of that, what I was just saying. Like, I've become terminal, and then I've become creative again. I've, like, rediscovered this part of myself that I find really interesting and awesome. And so, I'm kind of relishing in that, maybe, by making this episode. Ooh, look, I have 1 minute left. Thank you for hanging around. If you hung around this long to listen to my half-boring voice, I feel like I'm doing, like a weird NPR voice when I record these. I don't actually sound like this, I don't think. But I sound like this on here. Anyway, I'll try to, like, figure out how to link my moth performances and my other stuff, so the stuff that I'm talking about, you can actually see. Anywhoozle, that's it for episode 2. Like I said, I'm Lacey Block, and this is 15. Thanks for coming by.